MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Now, you would have read the national minimum wage is going up to 28 rand 79 cents an hour from the 1st of March. That's a 4.4% increase from last year. Now, while this aims to uplift workers, it's also raising concerns about affordability, compliance, and unintended consequences for businesses, particularly SMEs. Joining me now is Justine Lamprecht, senior associate at the law firm Kirschmans. Justine, a very warm welcome to you. First of all, just the 4.4%. Increase. It is on track with the annual rate of inflation in 2024, but many businesses, particularly SMEs, are already struggling. It's going to be difficult to navigate the wage hike without compromising, I guess, their viability.
Correct. You know, you raise a very important question that I think is at the top of a lot of our listeners' minds, is that the SMEs are affected in a unique manner. You know, looking at the 4.4 increase, we see that that is, as you've stated, based on the CPI plus 1.5%. So, you know, of course, these industries are going to face significant challenges. And while it aims to improve our worker livelihoods, we cannot negate that it will place strain on the budgets of these SMEs already navigating economic pressures. You know, often they'll have to consider they're going to raise their prices to offset higher wages, but that's not always practical in some sectors, which affects their ability to compete in the market. So then the other options are to look at, well, maybe I'll reduce my working hours or reduce my workforce. So challenges will need to be considered. And of course, there are a number of strategies that they can deploy. And my recommendation would, of course, be to invoke the exemption procedures that is part of this national policy instrument that allows employers who are struggling with affordability to seek exemption.
How difficult is it to do that?
Well, there's an online application process, so that makes it more accessible. So there's really going to be an affordability assessment, and that's all done through the system. So they will look at the business's unique circumstances, taking into account profitability, their solvency and liquidity. And, you know, those deserving employers will be given an exemption. However, it will not be indefinite. It will be for a limited period. At this stage, it won't be more than a year, and it won't be a complete exemption either.
If you fail to comply, obviously, Justine, there are legal risks for businesses who can't afford the increase, but there are penalties, of course, for non-compliance, are there not?
Correct. There are penalties. And we have seen there are low levels of compliance. The latest report that was published in December by the National Minimum Wage Commission says that, you know, even the government's enforcement arm is struggling to keep up with the monitoring and enforcement in this space. So we might see a further call to action to increase the enforcement arm because penalties are definitely at play.
Is it your sense that many businesses would just chance it and fail to comply, given that the compliance mechanisms that are in place are weak?
I think there's always going to be a window for people to rather ask for forgiveness than permission, and they might try and go under the radar and not comply. Of course, there's risk to that. And I mean, you're also looking at a risk to your productivity. If employees aren't benefiting from increased national minimum wage, but we're also seeing the cost of living increase, well, employee morale will drop. So, you know, there's a knock-on effect looking at it from all different angles.
Justine, a big part of the announcement that came earlier this week is that domestic workers and farm workers, and correct me if I'm wrong, are now fully aligned with the general minimum wage. What does that mean for employers in these sectors?
Correct. They are now aligned. Look, you know, when with the National Minimum Wage Commission considered representation, the agricultural sector had cited that, you know, they were opposed to the increase, given that they are suffering, you know, unique issues such as extreme weather conditions that's negatively affected them. And that's reduced their productivity, making it difficult to increase labor costs. So these new wage standards, of course, will make them also need to re-strategize, possibly restructuring their workforces, investing in productivity, enhancing technologies, perhaps to offset the increased costs. But once again, they can apply for exemption. When we look at the domestic worker sector, you know, a lot of employers of domestic workers are also faced with increased costs of living. And if they're not receiving, you know, relative increases themselves, well, it could make the ability to have full-time domestic workers a little bit more elusive, and that could result in further reduction of working hours or perhaps increased retrenchments in that sector.
Justine, I'm wondering if you have a view on this. There is the debate job security versus wage growth, and there's the argument that raising wages too fast could lead to job losses. I wonder if there's evidence to support this concern.
Well, the National Minimum Wage Commission does consider a variety of factors when they are adjusting it on an annual basis. And of course, the unemployment rate is a factor to be considered. And they are looking at the short, medium, and long-term impact. And notably, there has, of course, been an increase in unemployment, but there's a melting pot of reasons in South Africa that is contributing to unemployment rates. And we can't, of course, once again, negate the impact that increased labor costs will have. So it is but a factor that is, you know, part of that melting pot. But once again, there is mechanism for employers to be exempt. So we've got to balance the objective of this legislation, which is to alleviate poverty and make sure that we move our employees, especially those in sub-minimum wage categories, up to the median wage. So the objective is the right intention. They are looking at a number of other benefits. We are seeing that, you know, take home real wages have increased, salary has increased. But then, of course, we see issues in relation to productivity and decreased working hours, and then also leading to unemployment. So there's got to be a balance that is struck. But the 4.4% increase is quite a modest increase when we consider previous increases to the national minimum wage. In previous years, we saw 8% and 9.6%. So I think we can at least take stock of the fact that the stakeholders have done well to balance the competing interests in this space to try and mitigate the negative impact of employment.
Whether it's happening now or in the future, but it's something that will bedevil the process, given that there are rising wage costs, businesses are going to turn more and more to automation and to artificial intelligence to cut labor expenses. There's evidence of that happening already. Mm-hmm. That is only set to accelerate, surely.
Correct. I mean, AI has been leading the conversation for some time now. So, of course, we are already seeing that it's being introduced to our workplaces. And it goes without saying that employers' motivation to use this methodology within their operations is going to increase. Of course, it's going to have an effect on our low-skilled workers, as businesses might prefer then automated solutions to manage those costs and to maintain competitive.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Justine Lambrecht, Senior Associate at the law firm Kirschmans. I appreciate your time.